Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary.
Francis Albert Sinatra, 7:06 in the morning on Wednesday, April 17th. That was the theme song to, what was the show, Married with Children? Remember,
right.
Played that forever.
Yeah, Bob Menendez and his wife, maybe.
Stop. Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot to get into, and we welcome you on this Wednesday. And I've seen today in 1970, after this is from Dr. Buzz Aldrin, after several trying and difficult days, the Apollo 13 mission splashed down to Earth on this day. It was a great time of relief. And Tom Hanks was there, and he was Apollo 13, great film by Ron Howard. And in any case, that was a very – I saw Apollo 13 take off down in Florida.
Wow.
I saw – isn't that the coolest thing?
That is cool.
Did I jinx it? Maybe.
But well, they did go up on Friday the 13th. So
that's,
I mean,
right. We went down with
– I wasn't alive yet. I was still 15 days away from being born.
We went down there from the school and from my little college in Jacksonville, went to Cape Canaveral at the time. Mm-hmm. And we got the broadcast to the student radio station. Now, what was I, a freshman? I must have been a freshman.
Oh, see, that's cool. Like,
isn't that cool? And I'll tell you what, I can't imagine the when you watch that, if you've ever seen one of the rockets take off like that from NASA, you've got to see, the power is unbelievable. Yeah. But that was back then. It must be crazy now.
Well, those rockets at that time were the most powerful rockets that we had ever produced and put into orbit. So what you saw was pretty epic. I got to see a space shuttle launch back in 1982.
Right.
I got to see the third launch, and I was there about 7 miles away from the launch. And it was, you know, powerful, but not as powerful as the Saturn V rocket. And funny that you said you were broadcasting it back to your school. I was recording my whole experience in a tape recorder, sitting there as a 12-year-old, and then I brought it back to my sixth grade class and played
them. That's cool.
And all you hear is this little voice, and the space shuttle is taking off! Oh, my goodness! You know, this really high-pitched voice. And everybody loved it, and that sort of started my career into wanting to be on the radio. So
too much. And
the amazing thing is when you just see it, if you watch it from kind of far away and you see it going up, and at some point it just disappears. Out of nowhere. It just kind of vanishes.
It was cool. It was a really cool experience to see. I encourage anyone, if you have an opportunity to see something like that, do it.
And with the equivalent of what happened 500 years ago, when, again, we're celebrating today, at 12 noon, by the way, down Battery Park, the 500th anniversary of Giovanni di Verrazzano's voyage along the eastern seaboard of North America and his arrival to New York Bay. So what Columbus did was akin, back in the day, back in 1492, to landing on the moon back then. And that's why we're tired of it. The statues aren't coming down. We're never going to stop talking about it. It's Columbus Day in October. It's to celebrate the Italian Americans. And you have heroes and these epic explorers like Columbus, like Verrazzano, and Amerigo Vespucci. They may have flown for Spain like Columbus did, may have flown for France like Verrazzano did, but they were Italian, and we salute that. But when you think about what they had to go through, they didn't have GPS then, Al. Am I wrong?
No. He sailed in, and they went, land!
What do I got, though? Where
land!
Do I go?
That's what I land. We call Luca, this a Staten Luca, Island.
Luca.
We call it this a Brooklyn.
The Italian guy on the beach, the old Italian guy on the beach, and somebody's going in and he's going to go for a swim in the ocean.
Right.
And he says to the Italian guy, hey, how's the ocean? And so the Italian guy goes, lukewarm, like that. So the guy goes, he dives in, it's freezing cold. He comes out, he goes, you told me it's lukewarm. He goes, no, it lukewarm. It lukewarm.
It's like, look, look, there's a star. We go over here. And then they probably fight. If they're Italians, they fight with each other. No, you got to go over the other way, you know? I told you to turn left. I can't imagine exploring back then just like that. You got to give Columbus the credit and certainly Verrazano.
Well, you got to remember, this was in a time when everybody thought, a lot of people thought the world was flat. A lot of people thought
right,
that the world
exactly.
was no,
I forgot about
there was
that.
Nothing.
Remember that? Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you
that
fall
a lot of
off
people,
the edge,
right? That a lot of people thought that there was, you know, nothing on the other side of the world. That Europe was just Europe, and that's it. I mean, they didn't even call it Europe. So, you know, you have to admire what these people did as explorers try and look and what was Columbus trying to do? He wasn't. He was just trying to discover a new territory,
looking for gold bars.
Was he related to Menendez? No, but he was looking
stop,
for, well,
stop.
I mean, but in some aspects, he was looking for a shorter route to the West Indies, and he was looking for, you know, to gain spices and, you know, jewels and become rich. He never knew that he
what the he exit gonna... is this?
He take a wrong exit. I can't even, I'm joking.
I turn it here? Yeah. I make a left instead of a right.
I told you to turn left. You went right. You turned left. Right.
See, in Arizona, they were probably arguing. No! I told you to go this way. What are you doing?
Staten Island. I'm going to Staten Island. Yeah. Staten Island.
That's right.
Where's everybody to move from Brooklyn? They come to Staten Island. Then where's New Jersey?
By the way, not to change the subject, but I'm going to change the subject.
All right.
You saw last week that New Jersey Transit is raising fares in July, 15%, right?
They unbelievable.
Have a budget
unbelievable.
Shortfall. They have never been able to fully fund New Jersey Transit. It's been a problem even before Governor Murphy. Christie, Corzine, everyone, right? Do you hear this one? Have you heard this one, though?
What happened?
Apparently, the state of New Jersey has agreed to free public transportation for World Cup ticket holders, even though the New Jersey Transit has a budget deficit. So if you buy a ticket to the World Cup next year that they're going to have this, you know, big soccer event at MetLife Stadium, they're going to let you ride the trains for free. Again, this is a money-losing organization. They can't fund it, you know, fully. There are delays left and right. Yesterday there was a major train delay from Trenton to Railway because of signal problems. There's all kinds of nonsense going on. Took people hours to get home. And so, in order to lure the World Cup here, which is supposed to give billions of dollars to the state of New Jersey, let's give them free train rides. No.
Yeah.
What is going on with this governor? Why would you even agree to that?
Well, and didn't Nicole Malliotakis and a couple other politicians went up against this MTA in New Jersey?
Right, the congestion pricing. Right, that's
congestion
that's
a, pricing
right,
is one
a,
thing.
Right, that's a separate
thing.
Issue. But
yeah, and then we have this MTA. And by the way, who votes to raise these rates? Who votes to raise
well,
these
there's
rates?
A board
how does congestion pricing get through when everybody's
all right.
against it?
All right,
how does
so congestion pricing got through because of Governor I'm so full of myself Cuomo. He's the one who pushed this through years ago, and now he's the jackwagon who's come out now. It's not a good time to have really stupid. He's the one who put this legislation into motion. The state agreed to it. What I want to see, and what Assemblyman Michael Tenusis has from Staten Island has proposed, the MTA should open up their books. Where is the money going?
Yeah,
you're collecting money every single day. Yes, I get it. There are people that have beaten the fare on the buses and trains. You need to stop that. There are people that beat the fare on the bridges. You know, hundreds of thousands of dollars are doing all these stops. One guy had $200,000 that he owes the MTA because he's, you know, he has a thing covering his plate or whatever this and that. Okay, that's great. Where is the rest of the money going for capital funding? The Second Avenue subway was supposed to be completed in the 70s. It's the 21st century. It's still not done. It's a money-losing proposition. It's you're just pouring bad money and continuing to pour bad money. The MTA is mismanaged. Where is the money going? Let's see it. If it's proven that they're not making enough money, then okay, then maybe there's a way to negotiate congestion pricing. But I guarantee you the MTA is making money. They're not losing as much money as they say they are.
Hey, what happened with this Thrive thing? You know more about that.
Right.
Thrive under
so
de Blasio.
De Blasio's wife got $1 billion for mental health, and we're going to do this, that, and the other thing. And what happened? The money was squandered. Nobody knows where it is. Nobody has answered what's going on.
Wow. There's
been no improvement in mental health. By the way, and I'll tell you a quick story this morning. As I parked my car and got out of my Beyond the People spot, as I was walking over here to the office, two police officers parked the wrong way on Broadway. What I thought they were going into this Bank of America. Maybe I thought they were going to get money out of the ATM. No. homeless guy in there sleeping in the bank, in the ATM, you know, in the vestibule. Yeah, they're banging on the window, like, let's go, you know, you got to get out of there.
Yeah.
And he comes out all disheveled and yelling at the cops. Meanwhile, I got another guy right standing in front of me. He's talking to himself. Yeah. The only places I can go are New York and L.A. And if they tell me to shoot in L.A., I'll shoot. If they tell me to shoot in New York, I'll shoot. This is what I have to deal with. I'm not kidding you, Joe.
Wall Street,
I felt like I was back in the early 90s again when Dickens was the mayor.
Yep, it's
awful.
Yeah, I went through it in the
where's
late,
that money
late
in the 70s? I can't even imagine.
No, it was brutal. It was brutal. And 42nd Street, you really couldn't walk even down 42nd Street.
All right.
No. You know?
And now you still can't because now you have all the Disney characters
chasing after you for money. Take a picture with Elmo. Yeah, out of here.
So, Mayorkas, apparently the impeachment articles were delivered in dramatic fashion yesterday. And I don't know, call me crazy. And Mark Morgan's going to join us. But I understand you got to go after somebody. But Mayorkas, it's never going to pass the Senate. But if it did, they would just get somebody else, another imbecile that is a stooge for this administration and run Homeland Security.
What are your qualifications? You're hired. Let's go. Go ahead. Open up the border. Go ahead. Come on. Let them all in.
Another imbecile.
Resume.
Imbecilic is a great word.
From
September
of 2022 to September of 2023, imbecile. Duties include open borders, giving people three hots and a cot. I mean, come on.
What are your qualifications?
I do nothing. Okay, come on in. Come on in. Oh, he's highly qualified, Mr. President. Highly qualified. I mean, impeccable credentials. What is he? Well, he's dumb. He's a really? And he likes strawberry ice cream. Bring him in.
Oh, my Lord. So I don't know what's going to happen with this. I'm just trying to make sure. The interesting story here, Supreme Court listens to oral arguments about January 6th protesters, charges, and prison sentences. I'm telling you, what they did with those poor January 6th people, it's just going away. It's just going away. Now, if you attacked a cop, I always tell you this, in any regard, if you caused any police officer harm, like the one cop that got caught in the doorway, then of course you should be in jail. But if you just are walking by, they got grandmothers in jail. And I'm telling you, we're turning into like this Marxist Stalinist, country where you're locking up people like this. The Supreme Court listens that a lot of those prison sentences were extreme. Who are these judges that are coming in? Are they these horrible, horrible judges? Oh, this is my favorite. Illegal immigrants in New York City crowd outside City Hall to what? To protest green cards and living conditions. These are illegal aliens
right. In
New America. Now they're protesting.
Oh, we get three meals and a cot?
Billions of dollars. Right. We're raising the fare on public transportation. We're charging you if you go past the street twice with congestion pricing. And yet, if you're an immigrant, you are complaining.
Joe,
kick them the heck out.
Joe,
kick them out.
Joe, they interviewed one woman. She goes,
come on.
They interviewed one woman, clearly an illegal, and she goes, I thought I was going to get more here in America. I'm not happy with them. What are you going to give them?
Gosh.
A one-star Yelp review? You're illegal. You're illegal. You're getting three hots and a cot and a place to stay. There are people that don't even have that. But be quiet.
I swear to goodness gracious, I am shocked.
Can
you can't
imagine if you went to another country? Let's say, Joe, you went to Mexico and said, I want to stay here.
See?
And they tell you, they go, here's a pueblo or whatever, and a blanket, a sombrero, and you're good to go. That's it. And you go, these are deplorable conditions here. You're illegal in the country. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's so true. It's like just absolutely insane what is going through. And then I see some kid, I'm reading here in the story, one kid got suspended in school because he used the word illegal alien. He said illegal alien. Yep. They suspended him 3 days. It's like, this is like nuts. It's just nuts. But we will get there. We will continue to fight. We will get there. Greg Jarrett will break down the insanity of the Trump trial. I'm still trying to figure that one out. And Dan Hoffman this hour as well. We'll have some fun with Dan the Man Hoffman from a former CIA right there. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the road, 720. Debbie, welcome back. Back from jury duty. You sit there the whole day waiting? Yeah, the whole day waiting like that. Is that what you did?
You have to be like in the the area with all of the other potential jurors, and you see the questioning. It's very interesting, actually. I mean, it really is quite interesting.
God bless you. But the people recognize you, right? They go, oh, Debbie Duhaime, right?
No. Nobody talks, really. We just listen to the judge. We don't talk at all. Very professional, I have to say.
God bless you. You are such a good citizen.
You can't get out of it anymore. I tried. You can't. You have to have documentation, all kinds of things, you know?
I know. It's true. It's true. Hey, Debbie is dutifully back and on the roads, watching out for you on the roads of New York. How are we doing, Deb?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. Ooh, we've got a problem here in Stamford over in Connecticut. The Merritt Parkway southbound is completely closed by exit 33 into Stamford. It's all due to a pretty serious accident here. Pretty extensive delays. Let's go out to the thruway. Thruway north at 15A in Sloatsburg. It's a crash. You're slowing down southbound thruway into the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge with sun glare. Inbound GWB, a 40-minute delay to the upper, 20 to the lower. Outbound Georgia lower construction, Lincoln 30 in, Holland about 30 to 40. Watch for slowdowns over on the Southern State Parkway west at Bethpage State Parkway with a crash. Eastbound Southern State at Bethpage State Parkway, accident on the shoulder. Let's go out to the Van Wyck northbound, bumper to bumper still at Jamaica Ave with a stall. Eastbound Belt right into the area of Merrick Boulevard. It's a collision, and we're seeing delays on 34 northbound up through Colts Neck with a collision. Partly cloudy today, chance of showers later, high of 60. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Total Wine & More. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. There is so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Drink responsibly.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Some more financial earnings are out today. Discover Financial Services, Citizens Financial Group, and U.S. Bancorp. Also, Abbott Laboratories and other earnings come in from Equifax Travelers and Las Vegas Sands. The Federal Reserve releases its beige book of economic conditions around the U.S. Scott Zelnicker, Senior Portfolio Manager of UBS Wealth, says oil prices are a factor for the economy.
Whether it's the Fed or anyone else, right, there's three types of risk. The risk you're willing to take, the risk you're not willing to take, and the risk you don't know you're taking. When the Fed is looking at all the data, they have to deal with things that they don't know, but they do know that oil is out there, and they've got to be very careful with rate cuts here.
More Fed officials speak today. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester and Fed Governor Michelle Bowman. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager. And now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Relief Factor, if I may. Greg Jarrett is standing by. You know, I'm out of pain, I believe, because I'm taking Relief Factor, and I think you can too. And, you know, it's 100% drug-free. And I tell you, over a million people have tried Relief Factor. Almost 70% go on to order more. That's hundreds of thousands of people out of pain. Got me out of pain in 5 days, by the way. A lot of folks, 2 days, 8 days, 7 days. And give yourself 3 weeks with the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. It's only $19.95, and you have a feel better or your money back guarantee is what you get from Relief Factor. You can call 800-4-RELIEF. You can actually talk to a human being. How about that? 800, the number 4, the word relief. And again, for $19.95 with that guarantee, you have nothing to lose except to get yourself out of pain. And I have to tell you this, because this is vital, please. Pills will mask the pain for a short time. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation with resveratrol and turmeric and omega-3s. 100% drug-free Relief Factor. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970 The Answer. Streaming worldwide on AM970TheAnswer.com on this Wednesday, April 17th. We are live as live can be at 727. Greg Jarrett, legal and political analyst for Fox News Channel. Kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Greg, welcome back to the show. Always great to have you with us, sir.
Good to be with you, Joe. I think I may need some of that Relief Factor to cover this tortured prosecution of Trump by this idiot Alvin Bragg. It might mask the pain.
That's what we need. We need something. I can't believe I'm watching this. And walk me through this, Greg. How does this guy Bragg? New York is a mess. And we're trying to hold on to the love that we have for New York City, Greg Jarrett. But when you walk down the street, you got to be looking around because some nut's going to come out. And if you're a white woman, you're going to get punched, God forbid, in the face and worse. So now Bragg correct me if I'm wrong, threatening to lock up Trump if he violates the gag order, threatening to throw him in jail. Alvin Bragg refuses to let criminals in jail, lets them walk the streets rampant, and he's going to lock up. This is what he said. How does he get away with it? How does the press let him get away with this, Greg Jarrett?
Well, Bragg gets away with it because he's got a tyrannical, biased judge who appears largely incompetent to me. And, you know, Bragg is the kind of guy, he's a progressive, far-left district attorney funded by George Soros, who, you know, doesn't care about the innocent victims of crime, you know, who are being terrorized on the streets of New York. Now, it's perfectly okay. We're going to protect the criminal. We're going to let him go. It's our fault. But he doesn't care about victims. And in this particular case, it's underscored because, you know, this is a completely victimless crime that deals completely with, you know, a business record misreporting that, you know, the statute of limitations ran 4 years before the indictment. And so to get around it in a very sneaky way, he attaches it to a supposed election law violation, which it's not. The, you know, FEC looked at it and said, this isn't an election law violation. It's not a donation. Even the feds looked at it, the Department of Justice, and they said, there's no crime here.
Yeah.
So, you know, Alvin Bragg decides, well, he's going to bring this case against Trump, and it's purely punitive and politically driven.
And thank you for being bold enough to speak the truth, Greg Jarrett. I'm telling, it is so frustrating because I'm every morning we get up. I gotta get up at an ungodly hour. I'm looking through all of this, and whether you love Trump or hate Trump, this is as scary as it gets. Because then I like to watch the other media, but sometimes I'm watching Fox or something. And they go, "Did you hear what they said on CNN?" And then they'll play something on CNN, and now I'm saying, "Did they actually say that?" They're like living in some fantasy land. No one is talking the truth on most of the media. There's only a few of us speaking the truth that this is a really dangerous precedent that is happening in New York City. And to get the word out. But you know what's scary? They could and may very well lock up Donald Trump. Let me ask you this, Greg. I'm thinking, because Donald Trump always seems to be one step ahead of everybody else. Does he want that to happen? Does he want that to happen? Can you imagine that? Oh, my gosh. I mean, and just kind of get locked up by Alvin Bragg. Can you imagine? And can they do that? Does the Secret Service allow that to happen to a former president, Greg?
Yeah, they can do it. And, you know, so far, if you examine the polling data, you know, this approach by Democrat prosecutors to bring four indictments against Trump has boomeranged. It has only solidified and actually grown his support.
Yep.
Because, you know, American voters resent this meddling in a presidential election and the effort to deprive them of the right to choose. This has always been a rush to convict on a completely contrived case that would be brought against no one not named Trump. And, you know, people are smart enough to see that. And, you know, they resent it, particularly, you know, yesterday was illustrative because Joe Biden's in Pennsylvania. He's, you know, raising money for his campaign.
Yes.
He's campaigning and so forth. Well, Donald Trump is in a court of law, and that's exactly what Democrats and Alvin Bragg and Juan Marchand, this judge, want, to take him off the campaign trail, tie him up in court to damage his election chances. And, you know, Americans see this and they think this is fundamentally unfair. It's election interference.
Yeah, it's so true. Thank you for bringing that up, Greg Jarrett, because Biden was. He goes on a campaign bad-mouthing Trump. Trump's in court. It's the way they set it up. It is Stalin-esque. It's Goebbels-esque. It's like North Korea. It's like China. It's the old Soviet Union, KGB style of what they're doing. And you and I are witnessing this happening. And then when Trump tries to defend himself, they go after him in that regard. How do you think this plays out? I can't get a handle on it because they're going through this really ridiculous process of picking jurors. What is there any? Is there anybody in New York that, I mean, who do you pick? How do you settle, Greg? How do they do that? So Trump's lawyers got to question him, and then is it the judge or has to make the final decision on the jury? Does Trump have any vote in this regard on who the juror is? His counsel does, correct?
Yeah, and sometimes you consult with your client, not often, but, you know, yes, you know, the defense participates in the jury selection. They have peremptory challenges, and they exercise them. I think they've exercised six or seven of their peremptory challenges to kick people off. You don't have to say why. You just, you know, say, "I don't like the cut of his jib," or whatever. What I found so interesting is seven jurors have been picked so far. They're moving along pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them are lawyers. Now, you know, in my experience trying cases, I never wanted a lawyer on my jury, so I automatically booted them. Because, you know, lawyers are arrogant. I know I'm insulting myself here, but they have a tendency to commandeer juries, and you never know how that's going to go. I mean, they might commandeer a jury in a way that's favorable to you or adverse to you, and it's like rolling the dice. And so, I've gone up for jury selection myself, and I've always been kicked off.
Yeah.
Principally because I'm a lawyer and also a member of the disfavored media. So, you know, it's a double whammy for me. But there's two lawyers on this case, which I find interesting. And, you know, maybe the defense likes that because they better than most would be able to see through Brad's charade.
Yeah, it's a great observation, Greg. This is amazing. I can't believe we're watching this unfold right before us. Greg, we always appreciate you taking the time. You just briefly, if I may, before we let you go, Greg, and we do appreciate your time, sir, is your feeling on this whole thing, how this plays out. Does it go away? Is Trump going to be guilty, guilty, and guilty, and then he goes to the appellate court and probably that it will be turned around there? It's New York, so anything could happen, correct?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, there's just no way to know how this thing is going to go. But I don't see a conviction for surviving legal scrutiny on appeal because this is such a cockamamie, tangled, absurd case legally.
Yeah. Greg, always great chatting with you. Thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. All the very best. And come back when you can, okay?
Anytime, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Greg Jarrett right there, legal and political analyst for Fox News, the Fox News Channel. 736, Dan the Man Hoffman, former CIA, is going to join us momentarily. 736, and Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York City PBA is saying enough is enough. Police Union President Patrick Henry says Lindy Jones, who was the alleged driver in the murder of police officer Jonathan Diller, should never have been back on the streets. Jones, arraigned Tuesday morning after being indicted on weapons charges for his role in the deadly shooting of Diller in Far Rockaway on March 25th. The judge remanded Jones into custody. However, Henry says he has an open weapons charge from April of 2023. Authorities say Jones was the driver of the car from which 34-year-old Guy Rivera allegedly shot and killed Diller. The Port of New York and New Jersey now busier following the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse and closure of the Port of Baltimore. Port Authority officials say the port is offloading about 10% more cargo from ships that already stop at the port before they move on elsewhere. To bring that Baltimore cargo to their final destinations, truck drivers have access to port facilities in New York and New Jersey. Some cars and trucks that would have been sent to Baltimore will instead be offloaded at New York and New Jersey ports and then sent to Baltimore on car carriers. In sports, Yankees on a three-game losing streak. They fell to the Blue Jays in Toronto 5-4. Mets have already clinched their three-game series with the Pittsburgh Pirates, winning last night by the final of 3-1. They'll go for the sweep this afternoon. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go out to the Merritt Parkway southbound, getting into exit 33 in Stamford. It looks like a two-car accident. Watch for delays. Also seeing delays this morning on 684 North, exit 7 up through Purdy's in Westchester County. A crash on the thruway north at 15A in Sloatsburg. It's a crash. Southbound thruway building at the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge with sun glare. Inbound George Washington Bridge up to 40 minutes. Lincoln 30. Holland, that's about 30. The outbound Lincoln Tunnel slowing down with a disabled garbage truck on 495 outbound. Watch for delays over on the Southern State Parkway West at Bethpage State Parkway. It's a crash on the shoulder, plus the left lane is blocked. Watch for slowdowns on the Van Wyck northbound at Jamaica Ave, a disabled vehicle. And traffic is still slowing down this morning, 78 eastbound, exit 16, a three-car pile up there. Partly cloudy today, showers later, high of 60. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thanks, Deb. Let me tell you about Y-Refi, okay? I tell you about Chris, co-signed on student loans with his son. When his son left school, they were stuck in a situation where they could not make the payments. And so Y-Refi provided a solution to reduce the payments and decrease their interest rate. Chris and his son are now on a path to paying off their loans and building a life. You can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You are in control. You can turn your income on or off. There are absolutely no fees, no attack on principal. Will you check this out, please? Because it's a secure collateralized portfolio that just may be a better option for you than where you have your money right now. So go to InvestYRefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Or call 888-YRefi24. Folks all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return with YRefi. They don't care what happens with the Fed or the stock market. And our friends at YRefi are trustworthy and honest. They care about you. They have a solution to the problems that you are in. All right? Just go to InvestYRefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. 888-YRefi24. 888-YRefi24. You just tell them Joe Piscopo sent me.
IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I love telling you about why. I love telling you about why refi. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota, because I tell you, I know these folks personally. So then when I meet my friend Ray, my mentor, my buddy, and he introduces me to Devin Patel, he tells me about InfuCare RX. And that's what I love telling you about InfuCare RX. These are things that I tell you in the morning that can really help you. This is wild. This is so state of the art at InfuCare RX. I know Mr. Patel. I know his buddy Mike. I know all the doctors there. They care so much about you. So if you need an IV, right? An IV, sub-Q infusion. You check with your doctor. And if you need an IV, InfuCare RX can offer a positive lifestyle change by providing the services in the comfort of your own home. I see it. I see it with my daughter, Olivia. They come right to the house. You have a nurse come right to the house. And patients of InfuCare RX have access to their full clinical team via phone and digital access 24/7, 365. You speak with your doctor again. See if you're a candidate for the safe and convenient at home infusion services of InfuCare RX. Now, to review the services, simply go to InfuCareRx.com, InfuCareRx.com. It's InfuCare RX. Great company, great people, and they can make your life so much easier. InfuCare RX, improving quality of life one patient at a time.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Dan Hoffman is the man, retired CIA, senior clandestine services officer, Fox News contributor, friend of the program, all-around great dad. Dan, thanks so much for starting your day with us. We always appreciate that, my friend.
Joe, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on the program.
Yeah, I talk it to you, man. We're like in the dad club, you know, and the single dad club, and what you went through. God bless you, you know, losing your wife like that, man. God bless you. I so appreciate it. And we'll get to the issues of the day. We got so much to talk to you about. But today, it's like my daughter calls me, Olivia. That's because she's got just a checkup doctor appointment. Dad, can you take me? You got to drop everything, right? Am I right, my friend? You drop everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, you know, my younger son had a soccer game on Saturday, and I had something else I was going to go. I was going to go out with some friends, and and I said, can't go. I got to take my kids, you know, and watch them score a goal, you know.
Fabulous.
And I'll tell you something about the kids, you know, is it's not just you being there to see them, whatever they're doing. It's them seeing you.
Yeah,
whether you're supporting that, your daughter taking her to the hospital, or I'm watching my kid play a sport, it's them seeing your reaction, your support for them. That's what matters. That's what being a parent's all about, man. I'm with you 100% on that.
It's so true, because you know, and then you want to go, well, I got to work, and then if you're scheduled to do a news hit, you got to work around that. It's like so wild, and I'll be driving all day. You got to do it, and I'm happy. You know, it's like because before long, I think. I haven't seen it yet, but they're going to be on their own. You know what I mean? And then,
countless times you and your producer and Fox News as well have worked around my schedule with kids. I've said, hey, I got a hard stop at this time. I got to get my kid to school or soccer or whatever.
Boom.
And you and your producer, Joe, and Fox News are like, got it, no problem. We'll get you out by this time or that time. And, man, that I so appreciate. It's honoring what matters most, your family.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Dan Hoffman. And then you know in the CIA, you know, and what's wild is you know the KGB, you know Putin, amen. You know how evil it is. It is. Now, Putin sharing advice with his counterpart in Iran. I mean, they're walking around. How closely, it is the question, I guess, Dan Hoffman, is Vladimir Putin working with Iran? So the horror unfolds like it did over the weekend in sending missiles and drones into Israel, sir.
Yeah, super close relationship. Certainly following Russia's attack on Ukraine, invasion of Ukraine, Russia's become reliant on China to export their hydrocarbons, on North Korea for artillery, and on Iran for drones. And it works both ways. The Russians have provided Iran with S-300 air defense. They're talking about giving them Russian aircraft, advanced aircraft, and advanced air defense, the S-400 systems. They give Iran a lot of diplomatic top cover. So those two countries are aligned, and that's been one of the results of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Is you've got this axis of tyranny, of dictatorship, with Iran and North Korea, China and Russia all working in concert. And there's just deterrence has failed, Joe. It failed on October 7 when Hamas attacked Israel. It failed when Iran launched those 300 drones and cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, and obviously it failed on Ukraine. I'll tell you, a buddy of mine, Bill Grinnell, he runs the Tyson's Corner Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Haganah training. And Bill, after that Iranian attack with all the drones, Bill said, "Hey, man, if somebody tries to throw a punch at me, I'm not just going to block the punch. I'm going to punch back."
Yeah,
so the guy never throws again, doesn't have the capability to throw at me again.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, Bill, maybe that makes some sense for geopolitical strategy as well.
Why does it seem like the bad guys can get all the weapons? So that means Russia is China and Russia supplying Iran. That's where they're getting these things. That's where North Korea gets their missiles, I suppose. But I worry about this, Dan Hoffman. I worry that Israel is going to be on its own if this tenor and this anti-Semitic rise around the world continues. You got Hezbollah to the north regarding Israel, Hamas coming in. They still got to take out at least, they must have 10,000 more. They're figuring at least, you know, fighters and terrorists and Hamas, and now you got Iran attacking them. Where does Israel get all their weapons from, if not from us, correct?
Right, and, you know, it's China has to be pleased right now, because we've got our naval destroyers and our missiles. Again, we're deployed in the Middle East. We're trying to support Ukraine. Look, these are things that we need to do. But we need to build back our defense industrial base back to when you and I were children, Joe, when President Reagan was president.
Yeah.
And we had a strategy to build out our defense industrial base so that we could handle winning the Cold War as we
there
did.
You go. Yes, sir.
And that's what we got to do. And it actually helps. It helps our economy in a lot of ways. It's something that congressmen are voting for, and I think the administration would be do well to have a strategy to build out our defense industrial base. It takes too long to build drones and artillery. We don't have enough HIMARS, and there's a lot we need to be doing, and certainly North Korea, they're not worried about the welfare of their citizens. They're just worried about making ballistic missiles they can ship so that Kim Jong-un can have, you know, fancy cars and caviar.
Yeah, and then, Dan, talk about Russia and Ukraine. Does it seem like Russia is, because they look to us, and I understand, if you want $68 billion more to Ukraine, it's not itemized, they just blindly give the money. But are the other NATO countries helping out to the degree that we are? Because it's like Ukraine's going to lose this unless we step up, you know?
The latest supplemental, that's money going to U.S. to replenish our stocks. And a lot of that money is going to factories actually in red states. And Ukraine, if you're looking for return on investment, just look at all the dead Russians, like 400,000 casualties and all the tanks that have been destroyed and the fact that we've blunted Russia's assault on Europe at the point of attack in Ukraine. So that's all good. We don't want Russia to take Ukraine. That would be bad for U.S. national security, bad for the global economy.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, we've got to do more. And the fact that, look, I've said this many times, I just feel like we're split in this country, Democrats, Republicans, like 50-50. Nobody's going to get everything they want, but we elected these people to solve problems. And you know, that's the thing. I always tell my kids, like, let's just, you know, Let's solve our problems. And they're not doing a real good job of that. I know they want to stick to their principles and their values, but sometimes you've got to make some compromises. Both sides have to make compromises. And right now we got a president in the White House who needs to lay out the strategy and get the big ideas right. As my old boss, Dave Petraeus, used to like to say at CIA when he was Commander CENTCOM. And when I first met him out in Iraq, he got the big ideas right there when he was our commander out in Iraq.
Yeah.
I think that's what's lacking, you know, is a bully pulpit president's like statement about what we're doing in Israel, like telling Israel not to strike back on Iran. Again, we get back to that point, Joe. You can't do that.
Israel said
they were going to strike. Their defense minister and foreign minister said they would strike. If Iran struck them, they're going to strike back. If they don't, deterrence is gone.
Yeah, and you know what, Dan, we love you, man. You're very, I always use the word measured, and you're being the great father that you are. But and just to speak, be truthful, because a lot of folks just are against Ukraine. They don't trust Zelensky. But tell me, before we let you go quickly, if I may, sir, how evil Putin is. Because you see Tucker Carlson sit with him, and he go, oh, isn't that a nice interview? Putin is playing that every second, is he not? I mean, 100%. Please.
You have Sebastian Gorka, you know, on the on the program quite a bit, and he's got some pretty strong views on Vladimir Putin. And I'd encourage folks, if they enjoy listening to his commentary and can make their way through his funny accent, which I love. I'm just ripping on him. But he's got it right. You know, Vladimir Putin is a KGB guy, and if you like, you know, Russia denies their citizens everything we hold near and dear.
Yeah,
all of the freedom and liberty that's enshrined in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, Vladimir Putin tramples on that. He's been leader for life, but for 24 years, dictator of Russia.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no freedom there. He imprisons his opposition, imprisons journalists, including our own. We've got a whole bunch of Americans you know, behind enemy lines there. He's got a Soviet-style system of death, labor camps.
Yeah.
And he's invading his neighbors. He's invaded Georgia. Invaded Ukraine, obviously turned, tried to kill his opponents with banned chemical nerve agents and all this other stuff.
Man.
I mean, I'll tell you something. Yeah. There were a lot of liberals in the old days who liked the Soviet Union, and they would go there for a day or two to visit and realize, oh,
whoops.
So that's what it's all about.
I love you.
I love being an apologist for this regime. Like, I'm telling you, I spent 5 years in Russia. I love the language and the culture and the history, and the people are great, but Vladimir Putin and his cronies are pure evil. Yeah, yeah. And he's aligned with North Korea and China and Iran. So, hey, that ought to be enough, man.
And we love this Seb Gorka. Seb Gorka, Jazzy Joe, Sebastian Gorka.
Now you're bringing it strong. Like, I am impressed, man. You know, every time I was on his program, he would play some old spy, music.
He's great. He is great.
Laugh. But you do have to focus on what he's saying sometimes, because he does have a funny, his word choice is different, you know.
Sebastian Gorka. Yeah. Hey, Dad, listen, we appreciate it, man.
I know you got a lot of talent and a lot of, your Sebastian Gorka is about as good as anybody. And
there it is.
The Sopranos, man. I could sit and listen to you, do your impersonations all day.
We're working on it. Dan Hoffman, we send our appreciation and respect, my dear friend.
Right.
Thank you, Dan.
Have a great morning.
You too, Dan Hoffman. Debbie's on the road, 7:53 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
We love that funny accent. Hey, let's see what's happening, Joe. The LIE West at Main Street accident on the shoulder over in Queens. Van Wyck northbound, bumper to bumper. Jamaica Ave, a disabled vehicle. Southbound Van Wyck at Jewel Avenue, another stalled vehicle. Taking a ride to the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes north at 14, getting up through Newark, a collision, two lanes blocked. Inbound GWB 40, Lincoln 25, outbound Lincoln disabled truck on 495 just cleared, and over the Holland, a 40-minute delay. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Are you ready to embark upon an unforgettable expedition this summer? I hope you'll join me, Mike Gallagher, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We'll unpack the trends and influences shaping our world today while sailing the pristine coast of Alaska over 4th of July. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is way more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures on board the ship with like-minded patriots. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a beautiful luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Mark your calendar, June 29th, July the 6th. Secure your cabin by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Food for the Poor, if I can. If you go to am970theanswer.com, you will see a beautiful red banner. It says Give Life. Click to donate, and it's Food for the Poor. And, you know, I'm telling you, if you can come up with $80, that provides life-saving food for 2 children. It's $160 for 4 children. $320 one-time gift provides life-saving food for 10 children. But please let me make this point. Your gift of any amount makes an incredible difference at Food for the Poor. These are great folks. These are folks with love in their heart doing God's work around the world and in the United States to help kids. So if you can call, if you'd like, at 855-919-4673, 855-919-HOPE. Or it might be easier as you're driving just to remember, if you get a chance and maybe get together with some folks at work, click on the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com. Today's weather report is sponsored by Diamondback Ready Mix. When you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, call on the experts of Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors. 718-650-5649. Jeff Nordine has the weather. Jeffrey, how are we doing today, my friend?
Well, we're doing okay. We're going to have the sunshine at first, but that gives way to clouds and even some showers that'll be steadier, especially heading into the evening hours. It'll be cooler, too. 62 the afternoon high, 48 tonight. Still under some light drizzle that's going to continue into tomorrow as well. Otherwise, breezy and cloudy, and the high only near 50, feeling like it's going to be around 40. So it's definitely going to be a cooler trend ahead.
All right. We'll deal with it. It's still April. Thank you, Jeff. Jeffrey Nordine right there at the Weather Answer Desk. We appreciate it. Stephen Moore is going to join us. The Joe Piscopo Show resident scholar of economics coming up. Jen Kearns as well. Next hour, we're going to talk politics with Jen Kearns. And Mark Morgan, we're going to talk about Mayorkas possibly being impeached and what happens in the Senate now. Brooke Goldstein, executive director of the Lawfare Project. And we're going to talk about Israel and how is Israel going to exist throughout this anti-Semitic rise around the world. Michael Goodwin as well on the show, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey residents are being urged to beware of black bears. As black bears come out of their dens this spring, environmental officials say there are steps people can take to make sure they don't have an encounter with a bear. It includes reducing food sources such as unsecured trash, pet food left outdoors, dirty outdoor grills, and even bird feeders that can attract bears. To help residents, DEP has launched a pilot program that will provide free bear-resistant trash containers to 6 municipalities that have seen elevated numbers of bear incidents. There's going to be more funding for early childhood intervention providers on Long Island. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman announcing that for the first time in over 25 years. Early childhood intervention service providers will see a pay increase. Officials say the pay increase will help children with preschool-related services such as speech, occupational, and behavioral therapy. In addition, they say it will also aid therapists and families throughout Nassau County. Construction of the future home of Nokia Bell Labs taking a major step forward with approval for the second phase of construction by the New Brunswick Planning Board. The project, dubbed the Helix Innovation Center, it'll be a $750 million research facility that'll be comprised of three buildings on the site of the former Ferron Mall in downtown New Brunswick. The towering 11-story complex will be home to offices and research spaces. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.